Okay, you are looking amazing today. It's great to see you all and those of you online. It's been an interesting 18 months on top of COVID and everything else. Just personally, over the last 8 weeks, I've turned 60. You don't have to say I look it, but hey, I turned 60. Wow, what an age. Well, it seemed like it when you're 20 anyway. I've retired from teaching at White Cross High School after 19 years. Wow. What a change, yes, but I'm looking forward to it. God is so good. My brother Martin passed away about 8 weeks ago, 6 to 8 weeks ago. We arranged the funeral. Various other things have happened, and it takes time sometimes to process it all. It just takes time. When you're going through it, you sort of cling on, you get through it. But as you're coming out of it, you start to process, and you start to actually think and go back over some of the time, some of the things that have happened. And that takes time. And I think that's what God is wanting to deal with at the moment, in order that we can help the world who also has to deal with it. Sometimes it just felt like getting nowhere. By the time we got into lockdown 3, it really was like going around in circles. I began to feel how the Israelites did, 40 years in the wilderness, round again. And free, and it's like, hopefully, that's it for now. Or else there's just so much to do, and it's like, which way do I turn? What do I do now? I don't know. God, Lord, help me. Just need that peace, as Tim talked about, that space, that time to process and think. And just be me, a child of God, okay? Because he values me. He values you. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for the world. Okay. And if you're having to stay into this because Dave's not well, Dave, I hope you feel better soon. We all know the meaning of pinged now. If anybody had said about 2 years ago, you're going to be pinged, we'd say, what? And now we all know about it. So those of you who are sort of in secondary school and you're having to stay in here, that's the way it goes. But I hope there is still something in there for you. Okay. God seriously wanted you to hear this too. We've been going through the series Built to Last. Certainly feel over the last few years I'm built to last. Certainly my figure over the last few year and a half has made sure I'm built to last, so to speak. Knowing the love of God in our lives as that very firm foundation. That's what I stand on. That's what we stand on. And as Christians who are born again of the Spirit and belief in Jesus taking away our sins, we are actually the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I remember that amazing revelation when I first got saved, that actually me, little old Leslie, wasn't so old then, was the temple of the Holy Spirit, that God loved me so much that he would let his Spirit live in me. It's like, wow. I'd been brought up in a Christian sort of background. I've gone to church when I was younger, but nobody ever really talked about the Spirit. They talked about God. They talked about what I should or shouldn't do. They didn't tell me God loves you enough to let his Spirit dwell in you. Okay? Because that's what he wants. His Spirit dwelling in us. That's the ultimate. It's like, wow! That is just, if I did nothing else today, and you really got that in your hearts, in your souls, that Holy Spirit lives in you, it's like, oh, that would be peace and change enough. But that just gets us to see where God's taking us to. So God has always wanted that dwelling place with man because of what Jesus did on the cross. So he dwells in each and every one of us. And in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? That moment you repented and said, Jesus, I want you in my life. He came in. And it goes on to say, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. We were. The blood of Jesus. He didn't just pay the price, and sometimes I just look at it as he cancelled the debt. No, he didn't cancel the debt. He did way more. He completely paid off the debt. He took it away completely. Nobody can come back in 10, 15 years' time and say to me, oh, you've still got a debt. It happened with my teacher training when I went back to teacher training. All signed off. 10 years later, I had a letter from the tax man. Oh, you still owe us £200. It's like, what? It was cleared. You told me it was cleared. Jesus paid off the debt completely. Nobody can turn around to you in X number of weeks, days or years and say to you, you still owe that debt. And if anybody tries to, do you know what? They're lying. It's not the truth. Jesus paid the debt in full for each and every one of us. Okay? Amen. I like these amens. It's so good being interactive. So when it came to the summer, and is God putting anything on your heart? It's like, the only thing I had was a word, two words actually, the river. And it's like, it's a bit old these days. That was like sort of a decade or so ago, the river. But it's just, that's what God was saying. So I looked at it a bit more. And as I said, it's not necessarily that current at the moment. Excuse the pun. Current, river. Yeah, okay, you're getting there. You're just warming up. We're just at the ankle depth now. So how does that apply to us here and now and as we move forward? So you probably all know the scripture, but we're going to look at it again. Ezekiel 47. It's often called the river of life, but actually some versions call it the river of healing. And how much are we in need of that healing and peace at this time? So it starts off Ezekiel 47, verse 1. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was trickling, some versions say seeping, from the south side. And the first thing that I felt God was nudging us about, what way are we facing? What are we standing on? First of all, the temple was on holy ground, a place of purity, without weeds. It's so linked in with what Keith said earlier. There might be areas in your life that still need a little bit of groundwork, a few weeds pulling out. It's holy ground. Purity, cleansing. The river is for cleansing. And then which way are we facing? You might even feel today that you can't stand. I haven't even got the strength to stand, let alone sit down right now. The wise men saw a star in the east. They looked forward. They could see. They knew the promise. They knew the promises of God. They saw a star in the east. They followed it. The temple faced east. The start of a new day. And I've put down here, is there a bit of reverb coming or sunrise, new opportunities, new starts of freshness. You might have felt over the last year that you're looking in the opposite direction, north, south, west. East is there, west is there. So you might feel you're looking in the west. You might feel that you're looking at what's happened. You might feel that you're looking what's been going on. You might feel you're in the opposite direction to where God's taking you. That's fine. You can deal with that. You might feel we're a little bit lost and sort of still trying to get to coordinate ourselves after everything that's been going on. Might be we're sort of in the north, facing the north, the shadows, it's darkness. Okay. But yeah, I thought there was. Excuse me while we do a little bit of technicality. Woo, woo, woo. If I just, again, if I give you that to sort out, technical things aren't my strong point. Okay. So, which way are you facing? Are you east, looking for a new day? Are you facing west? What's gone on? What you've lost? The end of something. Maybe you're looking at north.
shadows, you're not sure. It's darker, darker nights. I'll leave that with you. But the temple faced east. It was expectant. And it was the way that the Saviour was meant to come. The Messiah was coming from the east. So I'm just going to let you think a little moment. Which way are you facing? If you just need to recalibrate, I'm just going to let you do that. So I'm just going to pause for a couple of moments. Which way do you need to be facing? Okay, hopefully we've recalibrated where we needed to. Facing east, but I'm also facing south, because that's where the video is, and that's where most of you are. So that's my reason for that today. In Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 20, it says, Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. My husband Tony is very good at telling me sometimes you live in the past, you dwell on the past, don't think about it. I'm trying to retrain my thinking, and that's all part of living by the Spirit. Training our thinking, changing our thought pattern. And it goes on in Isaiah 43, now it springs up. That little word, springs up, it's a quick action, it's just little. It's a snippet and it happens. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink, to give sustenance, to give refreshment to my people. And I think that is so relevant for where we are today as a nation, as a world. It springs up. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And I think after what we've been through, so what I need. Don't know about you, that's just me. If I'm preaching to myself today, that's great. But I think it's for you as well, and those of you online, and those of you in the future. He is making streams in the wilderness, in the desert, in the parched lands. Remember those days back in July when it was so hot? Yes. Oh, what you do for a drink. Oh, a bit of water was so needed. Just spray it over you. Wow. Amazing. Okay. Anyway, back to Ezekiel. So initially it says that the river starts from under the threshold. I actually picture the doors as being closed. Don't know about you. I haven't seen any pictures, but I just actually saw the doors being closed. And sometimes we feel that the doors to our lives are closed. It's just like, I just want to close in on myself. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere. Doesn't matter. Because the river of God, this little stream, this spring, it just starts. There's no pressure. You don't have to do anything. It's what's so great about God. It's just amazing. He doesn't say, well, first of all, just want to get you facing west, east, expectantly. But he doesn't say you've got to go off and do this, that, and the other. Just be still. Just let me do it. Okay. So I see the pictures, the doors are initially closed. And one version actually says that this river is seeping out. It can't be stopped, it's just coming. Many of you were around here 18 months ago. It was in February, I think. And we had the river, the little stream it was, don't call it a river, although it was that particular morning, and it was seeping in through those doors. That's the picture. The doors were closed. We didn't want the river in or letting it out, but it was coming in under the threshold, through the cracks. And God can come into our life like that. He can come in through that threshold, any space He can find to bring that lightness and that spirit in. And it flows out. So it might be that we're feeling very closed up, and after wearing masks, sometimes it's like I feel separated, As a teacher, it was like totally apart, very strange. Still is, but we're getting used to it, okay? Don't worry. Don't feel it if you're not open. Just be still. Because God's going to do it by His Holy Spirit, not by our persistence necessarily, not by our determination, not by our wanting it or not wanting it. Just be still. Just know that God is God. He's faithful. He loves us. He loves you. You are precious and a treasure to Him. He wants the best. He's going to do it by His Holy Spirit. Tony talked a couple of weeks ago that we need everyone to work in the gifts of the Spirit. And you might think, I can't do that yet. That's a long way off, you know. Can happen like that. From a tiny drip to an absolute deluge. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God. He can do miraculous things. All of you are needed. All of you are part of the river. That's God's heart. That's His purpose. That's His destiny. No matter what, no matter what we've gone through, no matter what we're going to go through, that's God's purpose and destiny for you. And in John 4, verse 14, Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him, in you, a well of water springing up to eternal life." That's not just a little bit of refreshment for today. That's not a little bit of a drink to get you through the afternoon or the next hour of teaching. That is eternity, eternity with God. The Alpha and the Omega, from the beginning to the end. That is eternal life. That is an eternal flow of the Holy Spirit, of God's love for you, God's goodness, God's faithfulness, as we were singing earlier. God's goodness for you. And then in John 7, verse 38, Jesus says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being..." From the very core of you, no matter whether you're feeling happy or sad or still processing stuff, from the very core of you, from the very heart of you, will flow rivers of living water. Not a little spring, not a little bit of seeping through, might start like that, but a river is going to come from within, because that's God's heart for you. That's God's heart for Hereford. Because Hereford needs it. That's God's heart for the nation and the nations. Because the world needs it. Amen? Okay. So back to Ezekiel 47, verse 3. And it says, "As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits." I think that's about a third of a mile. Don't hold me to that. But I think it's less than a mile. "And led me through the water that was ankle deep." So we're just in a little bit of water at the moment. Just ankle deep. We're at a beach in the summer a couple of weeks ago. Just about made it to the ankles. Wasn't too cold. Had a conversation with Anna this morning. Too cold to get in. It's a good temperature, this water is, I believe. Okay. "He led me through the water that was ankle deep." And I thought of that as being when we first become Christians, we start to walk and follow the path of God in our lives. Step by step, what does God want us to do? Gradually leading us into His ways. "Then he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through the water that was knee deep." It's getting a little bit bigger now, a little bit deeper. And I was thinking of this resembling... So we just have to get to our knees sometimes. It's like, "God, I can't do anything else. Lord, I need you to do this. Lord, I can't do any more. God, I'm so sorry." He leads us. The Holy Spirit leads us to our knees. But that's also a good place, because it's a place where God can deal with things. It's like, okay, fine. Let's make a new start. Okay. "He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river." Ooh. "And he couldn't cross it because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross." Let's be honest, if it's the river of God, who wants to? I want to be in there. And he said, Son of man, do you see this? So if you imagine that river just started as a little bit of a seeping from under the threshold of the temple, miraculously and quite quickly, within a third of a mile, it is now this deep. It's over my head. And I'm loving it. No life jacket required. Wow! That is just so refreshing. Don't know if you're there at the moment or just thinking about, do I get in? Am I going to be ankle deep? Well, I think I might go knee deep. Just dive in. Just dive in. Even if you're not very good at diving, if you have a belly flop, hey, no one's looking. Too busy having a good time themselves. Okay. Finally, the river is in full flow. We get carried along by God's strength and power, out of control and loving it. The safest place. You can't cross it because it's so deep, but really, who wants to? And actually, I was thinking about rivers, and we have two beautiful granddaughters. And whenever they see water, and those of you with grandchildren or little children, what do you want to do with water? You want to jump in. It's fun. It's entertaining. You want to splash. You want to cover yourself. You don't want half measures. You don't want to just stand and there might be a time now that I'm thinking, oh, I'll just paddle. But kids, children, we are all children of God. They dive in, they splash, they have fun, they have giggles, they have laughter. That's family. What are we? We're family. We're allowed. I might splash and wet you, but hey, you can splash me back. Just watch the hair today. You know exactly what I mean. Fun, laughter, release, freedom. We were talking, singing about it earlier. Let the chains go. Amen? And I also saw, as this river is in full flood, the Spirit hovering, just like it did in Genesis. And it says that the Spirit hovered over the waters. It's not gone anywhere. The Spirit's still there. It is a creative force of God. As God said, so it happened. As God said, so it happened. The Spirit did it. And I see the Spirit hovering over you, hovering over us, hovering over this city and this nation, waiting to be deployed for that creativity that is needed. It's a whole new world. Do you know, some of the chains have gone from before. It's like, I don't need that. We found new ways of doing things. But equally, there are new opportunities. This is a good day. Look to the east. It's a new day. So as the river seeps from under the door, it miraculously increases and the Spirit hovers. It hovers over you, waiting, protecting. It knows your destiny. It knows God's plans and purposes for you. And it's just there brooding over you, brooding over this church. Because it knows that there is a release coming, that there's a breakthrough that's coming, that there's a tide that is going to turn. Because people at this time are needing it. And you might get some people that say, oh no, I'm fine. And sometimes you'll share with people, actually, no, I'm not. I did jokingly say to him, oh, I'm only 99% perfect today. Or 99% amazing. Actually, no, to be honest, I'm a little upset. Still a lot of processing to do. But you know what? I have a God who I know loves me. I have a God who I know is faithful. And I have a God who I know knows me. He knows my shortcomings. But you know what? It doesn't bother him because he's bigger. He's greater. He can put me in that water. He can pull me out and say, okay, girl, are you ready? Yes! I want it. I want it now. Okay? So, the Spirit's there, hovering, the creative word of God. What are those promises that we've had in our lives? What are the new ones going to be? The new people that are going to be added. And the joy, I've put down here just the fountain, the river, joy of our salvation springing up. That fun that you can have in the river. Invigorating. It's alive. It brings life. It also represents justice. And a couple of weeks ago, Andrew spoke about social justice. And in Amos 5:24, it says, "Let justice roll down like waters." Some versions say, "like a river." And righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Within that river comes justice, comes answers to injustice, social injustice. It's all part of it. And that is why some of the things that we've shared over the last few weeks and months, they actually all fit together. I said to you at the beginning, I'm thinking, this is the river. This is actually nothing to do with what we've done. Yes, it is so much what we've been doing. Because God wants that spirit that's within us to come out, to fountain out, to bubble out. And you might think, nah, yeah. You might not realize it right now, but if you sit quietly at home at some point, put some praise music on, it could be, do you know what, God? Yeah. I see it now. Amen. Okay. I think we're just about in up to our knees at the moment. But there is actually more. It's amazing. It's like, whoa. So, it goes on to say, this is the end of verse 6. He led me back to the back bank of the river. And when I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the Dead Sea. When it enters into the sea, the salty water becomes fresh. Wow. When we go into the world and we encounter people that are also struggling, we can bring life, we can bring refreshing. That's God's purpose. That's God's destiny for us. And swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There'll be large numbers of fish, because this water flows there and makes salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. It's not might. It's not you could live. You will live. We will live. We have eternal life. When we reach out to people, it brings life. Amen? And it goes on to say, fishermen. Do you know what? That's you and I. My brother used to love fishing. I don't know a lot about it at all. But God has made me to be a fisherman. And the hook is, God loves you. God loves me. God is faithful. God is good. God is life. And it goes on to say, the fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the Mediterranean Sea. And Tim talked about the prophecy that was over CLC from Julian Adams about lots of different types of people, lots of different types of fish. Or just those different types of people. Old, young, different backgrounds, different cultures. Wow. I just want to, can you put hands up if you've recently joined us at CLC, if you don't mind? If you've just recently, oh, good, brave, brilliant, amazing. Great. Woo, woo, woo. Woo! Woo! Amen! Any more over there? Yes! That is so good. You might think, well, hold on a minute, we've been in lockdown. That's not a problem to God, is it? Because he's brought you here. And not just here, in Leominster, in Ross, he has been adding people, and it's like, wow! Why should I be so amazed, though? Because he's brought you here for a purpose. To be refreshed and refresh others. Cool. That's brilliant. It's also good to see people back again. Didn't put your hand up. God is so good. He is amazing. Okay. I don't know if anybody's online sort of watching and listening, but if you've been added, just put your name in the chat. We can see it later. You are welcome. I haven't really had much chance to meet you. We were away at the next picnic, I'm afraid, as well. But some of you I've met at coffee outside. There's somebody that's living right next door to us. Wow. people both sides are now. That's good. We can really make a noise. Sorry, neighbours, if you're listening. Okay. So fishermen. And then verse 12, it goes on to say, fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Leaves that don't wither, miraculous. Wow. And their fruit will not fail. I sometimes feel like I'm pretty fruitless, not just useless, at times fruitless. And yet you don't know the fruit or the seeds that you've planted in your life. And you might never know. But God knows. I'd just be a little seed here. But he promises that we are made to bear fruit. Sometimes you might not see it. Don't worry about it. It's a promise. God is faithful. And they supernaturally bear fruit every month, not just in season. Nourishment, food of the word, the seed of the spirit, healing for the nations, peace. What did Tim start with this morning? Peace. A time for peace. Peace for body, soul, and spirit. Tranquil river and peace. The trees also provide shelter and shade and protection. And some of you may well know in Revelation 22, there's a similar version, a similar sort of identification of a river. And it says, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. As we flow, as we allow God's Spirit to flow through us and out, trees that bring healing are there, not just in a season. 12 months of the year, bringing fruit, bringing shelter, bringing provision, and bringing healing. And I suddenly realized that tree of life that lines that river was the tree of life that God took man out of and away from back in Genesis when we decided to do our own thing. That tree of life goes along the river, and it's like, wow, he's given it back to us. We have access to it, eternity, forever, eternal life. Wow. And it's along that river, not just for us, for Hereford, for the nation, for the world, for those towns, those cities, those countries, that God's got on our plan for either us to visit or they visit us. The tree of life is along that bank. Wow. Didn't God do an amazing job? His plan from the beginning to the end. And it's like, God, it's just blows your mind. God is amazing. And do you know what? He's made us amazing because he's put his spirit in us to flow out, to be that river. And if you're getting this, great. If you're not, listen to it again. Read Ezekiel 47. It's like, wow, God, you would do that for me? When I fail you, when I fall, when I don't do very well, when I can't forgive enemies very easily, that's a whole other ball game. But I know God loves me. Got tissue, I haven't used it yet, so we're okay. But that's God's love. That's God's faithfulness. That's my God. Is it your God? Woo woo! I've got a few woo woo woos out there. Amen. It is woo woo. It is exciting. I love it when Lewis Hamilton wins a race. Woo woo! When we've had qualies and he's there and pop, woo woo! Doesn't matter if you don't agree with me, really, that's not an issue. However, the river of God is woo! Wow! It's to gush. You might feel closed off, but it will seep through. Just let it.
I'm nearly drowning now, as in nearly at the end. Okay, so God wants us to be whole, healed, and at peace. Tim started that off today. He talked about being at peace. That's what God wants. If we haven't got peace ourselves and found peace and how we found it, it's a bit hard. We can still do it, but it's part of our testimony. Esther, with her testimony, this is how God helped me through. This is how I find peace. Knowing God, knowing he loves me, listening to music, listening to psalms. Okay, so some of you might feel, yes, I want to dive right into that river. That's just what I want. Some of you might think, oh, I'll give a little bit of foot paddle and test it first. That's fine. God's not judging. We certainly aren't. It is entirely between you and God. But it can happen like that. But God has a promise, and in Jeremiah 17, verse 8, he says, you will be like a river planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. That peace, that provision that God has for you. Do not be anxious. Amen. So, I do have one question. If you're here today, if you're online, have you been baptized? Because to some extent that's part of the obedience to God. But actually, you go into the waters, you find freedom, you find release, you find cleansing. The washing of the water. And it's also the symbolism of having gone through the Red Sea, coming out the other side. So if you haven't been baptized, just think about it. When Jesus got baptized, that's actually when he got the Spirit on him. The dove of peace was seen. I think he had it before as well, actually. But often they say when you're baptized, you really get the full flowing of the Holy Spirit. So I'm just leaving that with you. If you haven't and you want to, send a message into the office, have a word with somebody. But do it. Get into the river. Wow. Wish I could be baptized again, but I've already been baptized once. I'll just have to dive in the river. Are you standing on holy ground? It's a bit like when Keith this morning said, have you got any weeds in your garden? Any areas that haven't been dug up recently that have just got a bit out of hand? Need a little bit of sorting out. Deal with it today. It's not going to do any good. It's just going to hinder the flow of the river. Are you needing refreshing? Yes, I'll have it every day, please. Thank you very much. Which way are you facing? Are you looking to the future? Are you looking for a new day? Are you looking at the past and what you've lost? Turn around. Look for a new day. God will deal with the past. Okay? Joy. Woo, woo, woo. Yes, please. Fruitfulness and a harvest. Yes. And sometimes we see it, a glimpse. Do you know what? I want more. I want more. We can have some of you guys that have been added to us, we can have more. But it's not for our glory. It's for God's glory, for his temple to be built, not ours. And finally, that healing. God wants you to be whole, healed, and at peace, so that the river can flow outside. Okay? No pressure. Really isn't any pressure. This is just what God's given me, and I'm just trying to be obedient. But God loves you. God loves me. He loves Hereford. He loves the world. He is not going to settle anywhere for a half measure. Just doing a little bit of a dipping in the ankle because the water's cold. Going deeper.
love it. It's safe, it's secure, it's like having a lovely warm bath.
Ooh.
It's amazing. I'm going to leave it there just a couple of minutes, and then I've got a song. Okay, so I'll just let you think about where you're at, what you want God to do. I'm going to do a prayer first. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are such a loving Father. You are just amazing. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that your purpose is to have that river of life not only flowing in us and through us, but from us into the world for your glory. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you'll highlight where we perhaps need to let that river start seeping from. Thank you. Lord, we love you. We just love the fact that you want the best for us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you feel you want the joy, more life, more refreshing, just put your hands up. I don't often do things like this, a direct appeal, but I certainly do. So if that's what you want, just claim it. Father, I just want that fullness, that river, that invite, that refreshment from you by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. And just let it drench you. Let it just saturate you. Thank you, Father. You are so good. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you pour it out. Father, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, just fill, overflow, just go down deep into people's soul and spirit and hearts. That, Father, you will bring your richness, your blessing, your abundance, your very life to people today. Amen. Amen. I love that little here. So good. I love it when God has a plan. And I did think this morning, I thought, oh, can't do this. It's not relevant. And God says, you know, it's what I want. And God is so faithful, so I can stand here and just say, I you know, was thinking this morning, and I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm the right person right now. I don't know. And yet God is good. He is faithful. Woo. Another tear moment, another little tear jerk. I do it all the time anyway. The song that I've wanted to finish on is just, it's just wonderful. Whenever I hear it, it's like, woo, woo, woo. So I'm going to play that now, hopefully, or it's going to be played now. There is a video with it. If it doesn't play the video and it's just the words, that's amazing. Sorry? Not the video. It is just the sound. We have sound? Yeah? And then I'm going to sit down. Because I need it as much as anybody else as well. And then Tim will finish the meeting off. Thank you. Amen.